So for those who have not been here for the Out of the Ashes ceremony before, it's not just a sermon this morning, but it's a ceremony, and I'll explain what we're going to do at the end. So, let's see if I can get this. I'll just hold this. So, good morning. I want to speak with you today about hope for the future, despite the prevalence of conflict and division in our world today. From political disputes and social injustices to personal disagreements and misunderstandings, it seems like there is no shortage of conflict in our lives. We see it every day in the news, with different countries at odds with one another, different groups fighting for their rights and beliefs, and even within our own communities and families. But despite the challenges that conflict can bring, it can also lead to unexpected positive outcomes. I want to share a story with you today about a conflict that my brother and I had with our grandfather, which ultimately resulted in a better solution than any of us could have come up with on our own. To put this in context, you need to know something about my grandfather and my brother. Though both very conscientious, caring people, they also had legendary tempers. Stories are still told today in my extended family regarding this. They really are. And beyond that, as they were both so alike in temperament, they tended to not get along well. The potential for any disagreement to grow into something more contentious was always very real when it came to them. It all started when my brother and I decided that we wanted to build a futon frame for our living room. My brother had a particular futon plan in mind that he thought would work well for us. The only thing left to decide was what type of wood to use. My brother and I had our hearts set on using a beautiful exotic wood that we had seen at the lumberyard. It was more expensive than the other options, but we thought it would add a unique touch to the finished product. However, when we presented the idea to our grandfather, he was not on board. "I don't think that's a good idea," he said. "That wood is too expensive and it's not very practical. It's going to be a pain to work with and it won't hold up as well over time." My brother and I were disappointed, as we had already fallen in love with the idea of using this special wood. We argued with our grandfather, explaining why we thought it was worth the extra cost and effort. "But Grandpa, it's going to look so beautiful and unique. It's worth the extra money," I argued. "I understand that you like the way it looks, but I think it's more important to consider the practicality and durability of the material we use," Grandpa countered. The argument went back and forth for a while, with each of us trying to convince the other that our perspective was the right one. It was frustrating, and at times it got rather heated. It seemed like we might not be able to come to a resolution. As well, I was worried there was eventually going to be hurt pride involved, should we either fail to come to agreement or one side simply completely acquiesce to the other. But in the end, something unexpected happened. Our grandfather listened to our arguments and then proposed a compromise. "You know what? Why don't we use the exotic wood for just the top of the frame? It will add a touch of beauty and uniqueness. We can use a more practical and durable wood for the rest of the frame to save money and ensure that it lasts," he suggested. My brother and I were hesitant at first, but we eventually agreed to give it a try. And you know what? The futon frame turned out even better than we could have imagined. It was a beautiful blend of the unique and the practical, and it ended up becoming a beloved piece of furniture in our home. So what can we learn from this experience? Well, first of all, it's important to remember that conflict is a natural part of life. We all have different perspectives and experiences, and it's only natural that we might sometimes disagree with one another. But rather than seeing these conflicts as problems to be avoided, we can view them as opportunities for growth and learning. By engaging in respectful dialogue and being open to new ideas, we can find creative solutions that none of us could have come up with on our own. In the end, my brother and I learned that our grandfather's wisdom and experience were valuable resources that we should have been more open to from the start. And our grandfather learned that sometimes the best solutions come from combining different perspectives and approaches. Both these realizations on our parts were no small achievement. My brother and I were young know-it-alls at the time, and my grandfather was a retired Army colonel, used to having his decisions obeyed without question. The conflicts and divisions engulfing our nation and the world seem to appear insurmountable, dooming us to failure and disappointment. When you find yourselves, like I do, getting depressed over this, try to remember the times in your own lives when out of the ashes of personal conflict, something unexpectedly better arose, along with lessons and realizations that have remained to you to this very day. And the next time you find yourself in a conflict, try to embrace it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Who knows? You might just end up with something even better than you could have imagined. For our Out of the Ashes ceremony this morning, I'm going to hand out two pieces of paper to each of you. On one piece of paper, I want you to write down something positive that came out of a past conflict. When you get home, place this piece in a safe place. Whenever you feel depressed or despondent regarding the conflict and divisions in the world, please consider retrieving this piece and rereading it to remind you that goodness is possible out of the ashes of conflict. On the second piece of paper, I want you to write down a current conflict or division that you wish would end, as well as something positive you hope might come out of it. Once you've finished, tear that piece into pieces in a symbolic gesture of release. Then throw the pieces away, physically letting go of the worry, and instead focusing on hope for the future.